Welcome, everyone, to this screencast on the SQL Azure Migration Wizard. My name is Dave Bost.
And my name is George Huey. I am the author of SQL Azure Migration Wizard.
Yes, and so this is part two of our little video series talking about SQL Azure. So in the first video, we talked about kind of what is SQL Azure, why would I want to use it? And now in this particular screencast, we're going to talk about this, a tool that you created, George, SQL Azure Migration Wizard, to help us take our existing databases and get them into SQL Azure.
That's correct. And basically, when you make that decision, you have a database, you want to get in the cloud, and there's a lot of steps you need to go through at first to get it done. So first off, I can come in and actually let me go to SQL Server.
So we have an existing database here.
So we have an existing database. In this case, what we're going to work with today is called Northwind. I think everybody's pretty familiar with the Northwind database. But I can come in, I can identify this a database I want to work with, and now I want to be able to make this available for a lot of people across the world.
Right. So this database, it's a database that has tables, it has stored procedures, you know, maybe it has triggers and various other things. So yes, it's your typical SQL Server database.
Yeah, there's the views. You've got stored procedures, views, tables, data. I can come in, I can do a select query. And you can see there's my data that I have on this particular table. So this is what I want to be able to migrate, and I want to be able to move it to the cloud.
So we want to move all the database objects along with all the data into SQL Azure, and this is where SQL Azure Migration Wizard comes into play.
Exactly where it comes into play.
Okay, so we made the decision to move. What's the first step? Where do we start?
So the first step is you're going to be, if you haven't set up a Azure account yet, you're going to need to go in and sign up for Windows Azure platform. Mm-hmm. And then you'll sign up for a database. And then when you sign up for a database, you will see that it basically assigns me a database server. And you can see I have a master instance. Now note that I have no databases currently up here. I do have a master database. And the thing to note is that you will not be charged for a master database. It's the overhead, and you're not charged for it.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second. So the very first thing is I go to Windows Azure.com, and I say I want to create a SQL Azure account, mm-hmm. let's say. And we got some resources at the end of this screencast that I'll show you how you can actually take advantage of a 30-day free pass. And so the very first thing, I create this account, and that brings me into this particular portal.
Yes.
Okay, so I have an existing master database because SQL Server works off of a master database.
Right.
So the cost associated with is, it's by size, correct?
Right. It's by size. So I can have myself a 1 gigabyte database or a 5 gigabyte or a 10 gigabyte.
Okay.
Or a 20, 30, 40, or 50 BM max.
So in our case here, you created an account, and I'm assuming you're what, a 1 gigabyte database account, or did you go higher than that?
So actually, you're basically charged on when you create the database. Mm-hmm. So right now I have an account set up. Now, when I create my database, I can create a 1 gigabyte database, or I can create a 10 gigabyte or a 20 gigabyte database. And at that point in time, I will be charged for what I use out of that. So say, for example, I create a 50 gigabyte database, but I'm only using 1 gigabyte. Then I would, since I'm in a business environment with a 50 gigabyte database, I would be paying the minimum for a 10 gigabyte database. Now, once I go over that threshold, you got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. So as I pass each threshold, then my billing will be raised up to the next area. So that's more or less how it works.
Okay, so you pay for what you're using.
So you're paying for what you're using. So you're paying for what you're, quote, allocating.
Right, so what we did is we created an account. We're all set up. We see that you're actually running into the North Europe data center here. So you could put this anywhere in the world.
Right. So that's a very key point, is that SQL Azure and Windows Azure runs all across the world, like Singapore, Dublin, U.S.
We have many data centers.
In this case, my data center is in Northern Europe. Mm-hmm. And so when I run and when you watch me migrate my data, it's actually going from Chicago all the way over to Europe.
Yep. Okay, so let's go. So we're going to switch over. We created our SQL Azure account. So the next thing is we need to take our database and let's push it up into SQL Azure. So let's switch over to SQL Azure Migration Wizard.
All right.
So let's talk about the SQL Azure Migration Wizard tool that you created.
Okay.
What is it? What does it do? Why did you create it? And why would I use it?
All right. So the tool itself, you can see here, is basically SQL Azure Migration Wizard. And it allows you to analyze your database. So one of the questions a lot of people have is they go, well, I know that not 100% of what I have in SQL Server today is compatible with SQL Azure.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of features that are still yet to be implemented. And so I need to be able to analyze my database and see, you know, how hard is it ever going to be? So the SQL Azure Migration Wizard will basically let you analyze your database and migrate your database through other processes. There's a lot of other functionality that's here, and it's all documented in the SQL Azure site, and I'll show you that here in a little bit.
So this is going to look at my database and say, well, by analyzing the database, you know, you're either going to be 100% capable to migrate it, or maybe it's only going to bring this portion of the database over because there's some features that are not compatible, or
right.
It kind of depends what you're using in SQL Server.
Right. And it's a multi-phase process. So I'll go through, I'll analyze it, and then I will let you edit the script if you need to make changes before you go on.
Okay.
And then you can migrate.
All right.
So let's go ahead and migrate the Northwind database. So when I come in, it asks me to select a server. This is my source server, in which case I'm going to use my local host machine. I'm going to connect. And there's all my different databases. We're going to talk about the Northwind database. So I'm going to say this is the one that I want to migrate. And then it lets me, you know, basically select all my stored procedures and views and tables that I have. I'm going to just do them all for our sake here. And then you have advanced features within this as I can migrate schema and data because I want to do both for this particular round. And, also, there's a little side note. You can see over here that these are the different things that it will check for compatibility issues on, like if you have change data capture or if you're using extended store procedures or mail store procedures that are not supported today, it can go through and it can look. I currently have a override set that says do all compatibility checks, not just ones, but I can come in and easily tell it, hey, you know, I only want to check a couple of them, and I can specify which ones I want to have checked. So now I'm going to come in and say, okay, I'm ready. Let's go in. It's going to, you know, give you a summary of what you're going to do, and then you tell it to run. So what's going to happen at this point in time is going out, it's analyzing the database as well as taking data out of the database. So it's exporting everything and creating basically a file. Now if we come back real fast, you will see some stuff highlighted. This is basically telling me, oh, it says, I noticed that you did not have a clustered index on your SQL table. Clustered indexes are required. In other words, in order for me to take data and migrate it to my SQL Azure, I have to have a table with a clustered index. So this wizard identified, hey, I got a table. It doesn't have a clustered index. I will create one for you and then let you change it. So if we look over here at the SQL script, I can actually come in over here and I can find the script and see here's a big, you know, a kind of a brown colored heading. So I know that it created this index for me and I can go in and I can change it if I want to or not. And then when I'm ready to run, after I make my changes or whatever, I can then proceed. Now also note real quick before I move on, at the bottom, basically, SQL Azure, a migration wizard, uses BCP for data migration. So for all the database people out there who are used to BCP, this is what's relied on for the data transformation or the data movement to the cloud. So I say next. Now note that it's basically prompting me for my server. In my case, I knew what my server was, so in the config file, I said, here's my server name.
So this would come from the SQL Azure portal.
So this comes from the SQL Azure portal. And then I can show you this for you in a few seconds. In my username password, now note, this is something very important. A lot of people have just like George SA as far as my username. But it's important that you have @ server name on the end. See, here's my server name.
Or @
right here, right?
Yeah.
My @ server, and this is required for BCP and for other data transfer, so it knows where to find your
what
database.
What server to go to?
Up in the cloud. Then you got your password, and then I'm going to tell it, okay, I'm going to connect. So when I connect, you can see basically this time around, I have no databases. So my first time around, I won't see any database up in the cloud, so I want to create a database.
Mm-hmm.
So I come in, I say create. And remember the different sizes I talked about?
Mm-hmm.
You got your web edition, which is 1 gigabyte and 5 gigabytes. Then I got my business editions, which is 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50. In this case, I'm doing my Northwind database. I know it's small. I'm going to stay all with one. But I could easily choose 5 or anything else. I'm going to type in my database name, Northwind. I'm going to say create database. So I've now created an empty database in Azure. So if I went back to the portal, I would see Northwind now sitting up there underneath the master area. Now I can say, go ahead and execute. So basically all that SQL that you saw a few seconds ago in the previous wizard, that's what's going to get executed now against the...
So now it's going to run that script.
Exactly.
So it's running the script, both the script to execute, to create the tables, the database and such, but also then is it going to be running BCP from your machine up into the cloud?
Yes. Okay. It'll also be doing that. And also note, I'm going to go ahead and say run. So you can see now it basically is going to go out. It's going to create the table. So it's creating tables, and it's doing alter tables. It's doing all the constraints. It's going to create my stored procs.
So now we're directly pushing our information up into SQL Azure.
We're directly going against up to SQL Azure. And as long as it's successful, you'll come back and see a green, you know, line come back.
I know, we're 75 out of 103. You feeling confident here?
I'm feeling very confident here. What's really cool about this is that you notice now I got a whole bunch of tabs, categories, suppliers. These are all my tables, and it's doing parallel updates of data. So if I have a large amount of tables and other kind of stuff, it'll actually migrate it a lot faster. So now it's done. So you can see that for my Northwind database, it took 35 seconds to migrate my stored procedures, my tables, my views, my data, all of it is now up in Azure. So now if we come back and go to, for example, SQL, well, here's the portal, and let's do a refresh.
So we're on the SQL Azure portal. We're looking at your SQL Azure account, and
there's
now we see the Northwind database.
Okay. Right? So you can see my Northwind database got up there. I can also connect Viva SQL Server Management Studio.
So this is how you would actually manage it directly, just the same tools, the same what you're used to using in typical SQL management.
Exactly. This is what all database people are usually used to seeing. So I can say connect. I want to connect to Database Engine. And over here I want to choose my server, so this is my database in the cloud. There's my Georgia SA, my username, and I want to tell it to go ahead and connect to my master database, connect. And now it's connected, and if I expand my databases, you'll see my Northwind database. So if I expand Northwind and look at my tables, and there's my employees table, here's my categories, customers. I can basically right mouse click here, say script as. Let's see, we want to do a select to a new query window. And then we can run.
And there's
our data.
It's coming directly from SQL Azure.
It's coming directly from SQL Azure. So you can see within this
just
little
like that
time frame, we're able to take our database, analyze our database, migrate the database, and now we can play with it. And then also, just one quick side note, when it comes to programming against it, all I have to do is change my connection string in my app program and point to my Azure database instead of my local database, and I'm up and running.
Oh, fantastic. That's a fantastic tool. Now, the question I have, and I'm sure everybody else is going to have, is that this – I'm assuming you've migrated Northwind more than once, right? So it's kind of a somewhat of a controlled experiment in this standpoint. What are some of the potential problems you may encounter as you go through the migration with some of the databases, and how do you troubleshoot those?
Okay. So basically your question is, how can I take a experience that might not be so smooth as the Northwind database, since I am used to it, right? I have other databases on here. For example, AdventureWorks. AdventureWorks has schema collections. Schema collections are not supported. So when I run my application, I would point it at my database, because really what I want to do is I want to know what's there that's supported, what's not supported. And that's where the wizard comes in. So if I go back to the wizard real fast, if you come back to the beginning, and I'll show you AdventureWorks. So if we look at AdventureWorks, oh, and you can see there's a lot more things here. Trigger schemas, XML schema collections. I know that the XML schema collection is not supported. Matter of fact, I'm going to skip the data at this point in time and just do schema only. And so you're just going to see what's going to happen. It'll go out, it's going to start analyzing the database. And then you see the red. This red error basically has come back and said, oh, you have a schema collection. Schema collections are not supported. So from here, I could then go into my script. I can either edit it within this window, or I can go into SQL Management Studio, and I can copy the script. I can go in and I can delete the stuff that's not supported. I can make changes. So you also notice over here, It said, oh, I had a database trigger event data is not supported. I also got some XML indexes that are not supported. So this wizard will point out the tools. I can then go to my script, make the modifications, run that script, and then migrate my
data. And what was nice about the script is it actually showed you within the script, like, here's the piece you need to look at.
Right, exactly.
That's very, very, very helpful tool. And you know, if you don't have this tool, everything's manual, right?
Right.
You're essentially taking the workflow that is involved in sort of migrating a database to SQL Azure and sort of putting it into a very nice tool to kind of give you the analysis and to give you the steps and to script everything out for you and to say, just essentially just run and it just works.
Right. It's meant to streamline the process.
So the most important question, I think we've touched on this already, how much would you pay for this tool, George?
Oh, man. What's cool about this tool is that you don't have to pay a penny. It's free. It's, as a matter of fact, it's another good point. It is up on CodePlex. Let's see. Well, I'm going around in circles here. Here it is. So if you go out to SQL Azure or SQL Azure Migration Wizard.codeplex.com, you will see the tool. It is an open source tool. And there's actual source code in everything, so you can see what's going on behind the scenes. You don't have to trust me. You can actually look at it and check it out. You can see we've had over 21,000 downloads.
So people are using this tool today. And there's constant updates. You're already on version 3.7.1, as a matter of fact. So SQL Azure, mw.coplex.com, or just go to Coplex and just search for SQL Azure Migration Wizard,
right,
and you'll find it.
You can see that there's a discussions part of this, too, so people who have questions can actually ask questions and get answers and make suggestions, too, because that's why you see 3.7.1, is that people come in and say, boy, it would really be nice if I had this. Again, if you're on top, you can see that we had the link to SQL Azure Migration Wizard. Here are some other resources that I think a lot of people would find helpful.
Yep, the training kit's very helpful for you to utilize. There's plenty of labs, SQL Azure labs, and videos to walk through to get used to what SQL Azure can provide and how to work with SQL Azure. It's just SQL Server 2008. That's running in the Windows Azure.
Running system. In the cloud.
So some existing links to Channel 9 videos as well. And George, talk us about the Windows Azure offer that we have here.
So down at the bottom, you'll see we have a pass. So again, for the people who have not had a chance to try out Windows Azure and SQL Azure but would like to and would like to test it out without making a monetary commitment, we have a 30-day pass set up so that you can basically go out to the bit.ly link you see below. And you can enter in SQL Azure for your promotion code, and you can get a 30-day free trial where you can go out and you can try Windows Azure, you can try SQL Azure, you can take a database, you can migrate it, you can change your connection string on your application and point it to the cloud and run and see how it works. And don't take my word for granted. Try it. Kick the tires.
Do it. Yep.
Do it.
All right, George. This is a fantastic tool, and thank you for creating it. Everybody's got the information, and go out and migrate your databases up to SQL Azure.
All right, Dave, thank you for talking to me today.
All right, thanks, everyone.